Yeah. It's like a dumpster fire. Yeah. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for asking.
What happened to the family, huh? We had a Luigi Mangione. I said, Luigi, what are you going to do with your life? He said, Grandpapa, I'm going to murder someone. I said, Luigi, it had no future in murder. Okay, I had to get it out of my system. Apologize. Too soon. I get it. 608. But I did get your attention. 608 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. What happened to this young man, 26 years old? He went to the University of Pennsylvania. That's an Ivy League school. He got a master's degree from there. He was valedictorian in his high school, and he wasn't like one of those geeky little hideout kids with, you know, didn't have any social skills. He was actually popular. Got a master's in computer and information science. He was a data engineer for TrueCar, I think, for a few years. Anyway, what happened? It's terrorism. It is brainwashing. It has been taking place for years now, and places like some of these higher education, Northwestern, Berkeley, they somehow, these young people, as smart as they are, get twisted up, get taken in. Their brains turn to mush. They start to believe things, and maybe some of the things are true. But we can never be in favor of violence to try to change something. That is terrorism. And that's what's taken place here. And yes, I am more so interested in his background than I am of your average run-of-the-mill mass shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's pretty clear-cut. These people, you know, suffer from this kind of, you know, mental illness. They're ne'er-do-wells, whatever. You know, you can do the FBI profiling on them. This guy is different. Yet, he is similar to all those people that were protesting against Israel on these college campuses. You see, mm-hmm. Now, thankfully, they all haven't acted out in violent ways, especially not to the degree that he has. But this is using terrorism for the change you think needs to happen. And I got to tell you, this is very much, in my opinion, the tip of the iceberg. And I think, unfortunately, we're going to see more of it, not just copycat type stuff,
right,
but manifestation of the radicalization of our young people who are not all so young, as he's 26 years old.
But he is all part of all the agendas, the climate, the capitalism. You go down the list, he's mixed up in all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And how does that happen to a kid who is not a social misfit, very popular in school? People spoke of him glowingly. He could have done many things to make a good and comfortable living, but yet he got radicalized.
Mm-hmm.
Nat, and I'm interested in that, the digging into that. What is taking place here, and how do we stem that? How do we nip it in the bud, so to speak? So his name is Luigi Mangione. He was charged in New York, suspicion one count of murder, two counts, second degree, criminal possession of a weapon, etc. They continue to interrogate him in connection with the brazen murder, which, of course, triggered a nationwide manhunt. And Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said the murder charges in New York State would follow. So he will appear, in the courtroom in Altoona first for the weapons charge, and then to New York. According to the New York Times, report citing friends of Mangione said the suspect lived with serious back pain and underwent surgery for the condition last year. This is an act of a radicalized young person who is very smart,
mm-hmm.
but not really taught in the ways of, you know, how to get away with a crime like this. He made so many mistakes. And
he could have watched television and eliminated half of the things he did wrong. I mean, seriously, watch a good cop show.
Yeah, I mean, well, and the video and the photos and stuff like that, it is interesting. If you do watch some of the cop shows or maybe real life is better representation.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times somebody robs a store or whatever and you go, from that grainy video, how in the world could they ever identify somebody? Uh-huh. And then they've got masks on and all that.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
So maybe it gave him a false sense of, yeah, they're never going to get really good, clear photos. I am wearing a mask and a hood. So maybe he felt like there wasn't going to be, you know, high definition photographs or videos of him. Well, he was wrong. And I mean, found the backpack and everything else.
Oh, his leftover cup from the coffee place, threw out the trash can. I mean, he just left the trail.
Yeah, it sounds like slam dunk on that, but I would like to know a little bit more about the radicalization. When and how did that take place? Who were his influences in those areas? Because where there's one, there could be others.
Yep.
And what does his Uncle Chuck think about all this?
He has to be so disappointed.
No relation, just in case you know.
We don't know. I mean, you know.
Well, that's true.
It could be.
Yeah.
Never doubt it.
Chuck Mangione, get it?
For those who don't know, yeah.
Are we being too clever? I mean, you have to remember the guy's a murderer.
Well, I know, but that doesn't mean we can't enjoy the show.
Right. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it, per se. But
no. So at his expense? Yeah.
Hope he gets at his expense, fine.
That's the way I look at it. Hope he gets what he deserves.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Did Daniel Perry... Will I ever remember the guy's name, Daniel Penny?
Penny, for your thoughts?
Did he get what he deserved? Not guilty. I don't think they could have came back with anything else, but not everybody agrees with me. I know. Hard to believe. It is 6:15, News Talk, 97.3, The Sky. Hang in there on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Team.
Yes.
It is 6:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Also, a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Your top story, Luigi Mangione, 26 years old, went to University of Pennsylvania, attained a master's degree, and then he went wacky doodle. And he allegedly murdered the CEO of the healthcare company. Yep. And so he's been charged. He had some kind of manifest type documents with him. It was a 5-day manhunt, but he's been captured. In other top stories, New York City jury yesterday found Marine veteran Daniel Penny not guilty of criminally negligent homicide and the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a New York City subway car in 2023. So how much time has passed and this guy's life has been turned upside down and for no good reason? Mm-hmm. And in fact, by perpetuating this and trying to make a case out of it. Oh, and by the way, it's not law enforcement. It's not their issue at all. They interviewed him thoroughly and were thoroughly convinced that he acted in either self-defense or defense of others on the subway, who all the witnesses, I think 9 of the 11, said they'd never been so scared as they were then on the subway.
There you go.
So, yeah, absolutely, there you go. But not good enough for this political push. Take the bad guys out, make it. Take the bad guys, let them out of jail, no bail, low sentences, no sentences, and feel like a do-gooder, patting yourself on the back, and then take a real do-gooder, somebody who puts their life on the line literally because he's worried about others, the lives of others, on that subway, take him and punish him and try to put him in prison?
That's messed up.
If this Alvin Bragg, if people keep voting for bozos like that, don't you get it? Don't you get it that these people do not care about the average citizens? They don't care that crime has run rampant. In fact, they know that they're part of the problem, but they don't care because they have a larger agenda. They want they're part of the chaos. And they want chaos. And this is how they think they're going to assume more power. They're going to break down society in the U.S. And then, you know, there'll be a rebirth of, you know, it'll be justice for all kind of. So these people are, yes, they're wacky doodle. This is not a stretch. Oh, yeah, somehow this manifests into one world government. Well, yes, it does. It really does. I've been doing this for a long time. And people it's headed in that direction, and I see some of the evidence, and I go, okay. Yep. Then we have an ebb and a flow. But now we see there are people that really, have this agenda. Look, when you got, like, FBI folks, high-ranking FBI people that will lie and do all kinds of crazy stuff for political purposes, for partisan purposes, you know something is really wrong. Well, you know, thank the good Lord Donald Trump is going in there, but this is not cleaning up the swamp, so to speak.
Big job.
Yes, it big is. Job. And by trying to penalize somebody like Daniel Penny, you know, all you've did was you've emboldened the bad guys. Mm-hmm. You've emboldened the race baiters. They've already come out of the woodwork. Yeah. One activist threatens retaliation. He calls for black vigilantes. Yeah. An activist delivered a threatening message after New York City found Daniel Penny not guilty. They said they're calling for black vigilantes to step up and do the same, presumably to white people, who he said, jump up, choke, and kill black people because they are loud. That's what he said happened.
Loud.
Yes. Because they are loud.
I'd say threatening to kill people and go to jail is a little more than being loud. Just saying.
And if this isn't the only one, and they give this guy a microphone and like that.
Yeah.
And this is the hate that divides. This does not come from the right. It's coming from the left. Why is it just so hard for people to comprehend? Why would you keep voting for somebody like an Alvin Bragg? And don't you see, even if you hate Trump and you're like, yeah, get Trump, get him in jail no matter what, you know, do you also see how anybody like that, it could also work against you or your candidates? Do you understand that? Like, it's not good for anybody to have a guy with this kind of an agenda and power.
What if you do the right thing one day?
Exactly. Ooh. Well, but this has already sent a message to those people. Don't you dare.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
So, criminals already, difficult to catch, revolving door, very small penalties, if any. That's how you can acquire, like, you know, 40 arrests and all kinds of felonies and all that and still be walking around the streets. The average law-abiding citizen would never get that far. It's almost like the worse you are, more of a bad guy, the lighter the sentence is going to be in many jurisdictions, including New York. So what's the message? Bad guys rule. Right? Bad guys rule. Law-abiding citizens drool. Just sit there and drool. Don't act. Or you'll find yourself in a world of hurt. Now, Daniel Penny, you know, fortunately, the case got so much attention that financially people are going to help him. He's going to be okay.
Right.
But what if it's not that high of a profile case?
Yeah.
And it doesn't get as much attention and people don't come to his rescue like he came to other people's rescue. You've turned his life upside down.
And it's not over yet.
No, there's civil cases that are going to be pending and stuff like that. They're going to just keep dragging this guy through the mud. It's sickening. But as long as you keep reelecting the Alvin Braggs of the world, that's what you're going to get. I don't understand it. It is 6:27 on a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. We've got a Florida man story up. Yep. Kids, don't do drugs. This will serve as just another example coming your way. Hang in there. 97.3 The Sky. Good Times with Meth. A new segment.
Wow.
It's just going to replace Florida Man.
Oh, well,
it's the same people.
Usually it is, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. 6:38, good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, don't forget the Bob Rose Show, available on podcast, wherever you normally get your podcast. All you have to do is click subscribe, and you'll be privy to all kinds of great interviews and information and really funny stuff from time to time.
Oh, we'd like to think so.
Yeah. So do that. If you would, if you will. All right, you ready? A Florida man.
See, it's a Florida man.
Justin Alexander Smith, 23 years old, decided that he was going to do meth.
That's now, mistake number one.
Yeah, that is not good for you. It's certainly not good for your dental work.
True.
Your teethuses.
True.
Yeah, or
true.
Teeth.
Teefs.
Or teefer.
Toofs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not good for any of that. But, you know, he had the right attitude, I guess. He was taking on the entrepreneurial spirit, knocking on doors and while bringing a carpet cleaner of some sort with him.
Yeah.
The problem is a lot of people don't want to answer the door when it's after, I don't know, say 1 a.m.
Yeah,
1:36 a.m. to be exact. Oh. And, yeah, he was in Winter Haven, you know, banging on the door. Hey! Hey! Well, the folks didn't answer the door because, you know, it's 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, he decided he was just going to go ahead and, you know, kick the door in. Came on in.
Well, he knew they had a really dirty carpet.
And how did he know that from outside the house? But you know what? You know how people are nice to take their shoes off when they come into your home like that? He took his pants off. Which I thought, wow, that's really being considerate.
That's something else.
A Florida man accused of breaking into a home where he was found pantless and holding a carpet cleaner, though he claims not to remember it because he was on his favorite drug, methamphetamine. Yes, Austin Alexander Smith. And such a, I don't know, a blue blood name.
Yes.
Austin Alexander Smith, I give you, ladies and gentlemen. Never mind the lack of pants.
Hmm.
Charged with burglary of an occupied dwelling, booked into Polk County Jail. We can laugh about this because apparently the folks here in this particular house didn't come out like a lot of us would. Pop, pop, ask questions later. Yeah, so he is very fortunate to be alive. Residents inside the home in Winter Haven were suddenly awakened. Loud bang at the door. They discovered Smith in their living room when they got up, wearing only a shirt, but without pants or shoes. See, I told you he took his shoes off.
So polite.
While holding in his hand a carpet cleaner, which it turns out it actually belonged to the residents. So he wasn't even bringing his own tools to the job site.
Wow.
They brought one of them. One of them yelled at Smith. He dropped the carpet cleaner and ran out the door. Good.
Okay.
He told officers he didn't recall what he was doing because he was high on meth. Right after the folks called, police found him to match his description. There was hardly any shoeless, pantless people walking around.
At that hour, what are the odds of there being another one?
You know, not Winter Haven. They don't have like a fantasy fest there. So people without their pants do draw a certain amount of attention. Yeah, he did break into the home by kicking in the door, and that's a no-no. And by the way, Winter Haven is in Polk County.
Well.
Yeah, and they got them their sheriff. That,
yes, they do. You don't mess around.
You know, that's what I was going to say.
Well, it's because you would have been right.
We got a sheriff don't mess around.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he'll be with us 8:05. Tentatively scheduled, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. He will be talking with us coming up. All right, your top stories. Luigi Mangione. How can a kid with a name like that shoot somebody in the back in cold blood? It seemed like that should be a happy name, you know? The kid was 26 years old. He went to University of Pennsylvania. He got a master's degree in some kind of computer science. He wasn't, you know, one of these socially misfit, geeky, you know what I mean, kind of kids. You know, it wouldn't fit a profile of, you know, somebody who would go, this was a targeted thing. And so instead he was a radicalized person. This is a... Well, it's terrorism is what it is. You're trying to affect change through a very violent act or acts, as they would do, you know, just in terrorism in general. But that's what he's trying to do. He had these manifestos, you know, somebody did him wrong somewhere down the line, or family members. And he took it out on this UnitedHealthcare CEO and shot him in cold blood. And nationwide manhunt underway. And I guess he, in some ways, was a very intelligent young man, but not so smart in other ways, hanging out at a local McDonald's.
Yeah, when your picture is all over the country, yeah.
And the law enforcement officer who initially talked to him had only been, I think, I want to say like 6 months.
6 months,
when
yeah.
he a rookie?
Yes.
Wow. So he did great work. And apparently Mangione was like shaken when police mm-hmm. were trying to talk to him. And
he knew. Well, they asked him if he'd been in New York recently. That mm-hmm. yeah, got to him.
Yep. All right. And then the other top story is Daniel Penny, not guilty, but I can't believe what a backlash that some people are trying to create and trying to make. Of course, they're your, you know, race baiters and troublemakers who don't want us to live in peace because they stand to gain from keeping people divided. It's sad, it's sick, and it still exists to this day, for sure. All right, we've got a lot more to talk about on a Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Welcome to another day in paradise. We are blessed to be living here in North Central Florida. Or wherever you may be listening from, we do stream. We are on the Audacy app, AUDACY. You can also download the podcast of The Bob Rose Show, wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe. But good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Hey, did you have your morning cup of joe today?
You're having it right now continuously.
You
yes.
enjoy it, don't you?
I do.
I enjoy mine as well. I have it in one of those big metal cups.
Mm-hmm.
Insulated, stays nice and warm. There's a little bit of coffee in there and about a gallon and a half of half and half.
I like that. Half yeah. and half and half. That's
well, yeah.
That's why it's so full.
You gotta strike a balance. But apparently we're going to live forever.
Hmm.
Or maybe longer than we normally would. Yeah, now it's coming. A cup of joe is good for you. I thought we already knew this. I thought well, we already knew go, it was full of antioxidants.
Yeah, but they go back and forth. They can't make up our minds.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, on any given day, any given study. This study was sponsored by some guy, Dr. Valdez, Dr. Juan Valdez. No. No, maybe. Anyway, coffee could be adding years to your life.
Wow.
A new scientific review suggests that regular coffee consumption could extend your healthy lifespan by nearly 2 years. But is it going to be 2 great years or 2 years as a doddering old fool like Joe Biden?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I see now. Yeah.
Yeah. I want 2 good years. Can I get, like, I don't know, 32 and 33? Well, pretty good years.
Yeah.
Can I have those?
I'm not sure you get to pick them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice try, though.
Yeah, so the information goes back and forth. Coffee's impact on you. Mm. Researchers from Portugal, coming to the New World, telling us to buy their stuff. Anyway, they've uncovered compelling evidence that drinking coffee isn't just a ritual that's pleasant. It is a powerful tool for maintaining health as we get older. Hey, you know, the good news coming out of this, Pfizer has a new coffee vaccine that you should get. And, of course, you got to get a new one every few months. And that'll take care of all of your coffee needs.
If they could make the government pay for it and make billions of dollars, they'd go for that.
They're working on it.
I believe it. I believe it.
Better believe it. The study published in Aging Research Reviews reveals that moderate coffee drinking could be a simple yet effective way to support healthy aging, but aging you're still doing anyway.
Yeah.
Global population is getting older rapidly. They analyzed 50 scientific studies focusing specifically on how coffee impacts human health and aging. The most striking finding, Regular coffee consumption can add an average of 1.8 years to a person's healthy life expectancy. And it's equally powerful for both men and women, if you know what they are and can define them.
Mm.
Not everybody can. No. However, coffee's potential isn't just about living longer. It's about living better. It suggests that coffee may help reduce the risk of several chronic diseases, including cardiovascular issues, cancer, respiratory diseases, and cognitive decline. Wow, it is a wonder drug.
That one's important.
We know that the world's population is aging faster than ever, which is why it's increasingly important to explore dietary interventions. You know, yeah, because we don't consume enough coffee yet. I mean,
people
will pay $4, $5, $6, $7 and more for this stuff. So, yeah, I didn't know, you know, that we need to increase demand. The one thing we didn't need to increase the demand on, I would think.
Yeah, I think we're good.
But maybe that'll make you feel a little bit better today. You know, maybe you're on your way into work and you're like, yeah, brother, I feel pumped up. Give me some more of that coffee. I'm going to live a long life. But if you don't put the smartphone down, coffee is not going to help you.
No.
When a wreck is about to occur and you can't react because you've been texting and driving. Yeah. Don't need to do a study on that.
Mm-mm.
Well, they have done studies, actually. Speaking of studies, speaking of bad stuff, CDC warns of deadly drug 100 times more potent than fentanyl.
What?
Which is 50 times more powerful than heroin.
Mm.
I mean, where do they come up with this stuff? I don't know. Maybe in China, in labs?
Okay.
Yeah, new study, drug overdose deaths. This came out of the New England Journal of Medicine. Fentanyl has made headlines, as you know. Last year, nearly 70% of all U.S. overdose deaths were attributed to illegally manufactured fentanyls. One of those is carfentanil. Carfentanil. It's an altered version of fentanyl that is said to be about 100 times more potent.
Mm.
100 times more potent than the already super potent. I mean,
that's bad.
What do you need? Like one milligram? What's smaller than a milligram? I mean, what do you need? That's scary. And they believe there were 29 deadly overdoses between January and June of 2023. And they say the numbers are going up. And the reason for this, I guess, the why you'd have something like this is, so if you're sneaking it into the country, mm-hmm. and you can bring in, I don't know, say 2.2 pounds, like a kilo.
Right.
If you can sneak that in, and then that is spread in on those pill stampers and all that, made mm-hmm. to look like legit prescriptions, you could probably spread that out. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe make 10,000 pills or more. Right?
Hmm.
Probably 100,000. Really? So all they got to do is sneak in a little bit. And the problem is, nobody knows what concentration. It doesn't always get mixed equally. And then people die. Not good. We've got a lot more coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday.